This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay Customer Service. I'm David. How can I help you?
I'm wondering why I'm getting this call.
You are purchased Apple iTunes gift card with eBay, sir?
No.
Okay, can you please confirm me, apart from you, how many people use your information? Do you have any idea?
No.
All right. I believe, sir, you're doing in your normal work, like you check your personal information anywhere, like you check your banking statement, check your email, Facebook, Instagram, anything you are using each and every day. At that point of time, you receive lots of the advertisement, like Amazon, eBay, you have a free shopping or something.
Yeah,
that's right. And I believe, sir, that point of time, you are by mistakenly touch on any link over there, and that time someone directly access your information, and they are trying to misuse your personal details. That's why you are facing that type of problem. Do you want to cancel that?
Yeah, cancel it. Yeah.
All right, sir. You be with me, all right? Because it's an online cancellation, and without your any help, I can't do anything. So you be with me.
Yeah.
So I want to explain to you, and you want to easily cancel all the information, and in future you can't face any kind of problem.
Yeah.
So you can tell me first, sir, do you have any device with you, like a cell phone, iPad, tablet, computer, anything you have in your end?
Sorry? I've got my mobile phone. I'm talking to you right now.
And which cell phone it is? It is an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
It's an Android phone.
Okay, it's an Android. Can you please put the phone on speaker, sir?
Sorry?
Just try to put the phone on speaker.
It is on speaker, yeah.
Oh, it is on speaker. Now, press the home button, sir. Press the home button and go back to your home page, please. Like you can see near all the apps.
Okay.
Now you can see near all the application mobile apps like gallery, camera, contact, messages.
Yeah.
All you can see.
Yeah, I'm on the phone, yeah.
Yeah, and you have a Play Store option. Just check one by one all apps. You have a Play Store apps. Just try to open up the Play Store.
Play Store. I'm looking at the Play Store, I don't know.
Just check slowly, one by one. It's a multicolor triangle. It's look like a multicolor triangle.
Yeah, I've got it on there. It says you're off, I'm offline. I don't know why it's saying that.
You see that Play Store?
What? Yeah, hang on, I'm trying to. Yep, got Play Store.
Yeah, just try to touch on that and open.
Yeah. Yep, I opened it.
Yeah, and after open the Play Store, look on the very top of the screen. You have a search option, like search for apps and games. Can you see that option?
Sorry, what option was that?
You can see that option, search for apps and games, search panel in the top.
Yep.
Touch on that option.
Sorry, which option was it?
Search for apps and games. Touch on that option. Search for apps and games.
Apps and games, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, touch on that search.
For apps?
Yeah, touch on that option, yes. Search for apps and games. Touch on that bar.
Yes.
Now type over there, all in lowercase. A for Apple, letter A.
A for Apple.
Only A, letter A. Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
N.
Y for YOLO, letter Y.
Yeah.
Then D for Doctor, letter D.
Yeah.
Then E for Elephant, letter E.
E, yep.
Then S for Sugar, letter F.
Yep.
And then K as in King, letter K.
K, yep.
Now, hit on search.
Radio, any desk.
Okay. And you can see any option come up, any desk, remote or install option, you can see.
Yep.
Touch on that install.
Oh, any desk.
Any desk remote.
Yep, desk.
Yeah, just try to touch on install, yep.
Okay.
And after touch on install, you can see any option will become up open, then you touch on open.
Okay.
Yeah, and after open, what you can see, just confirm me.
Hang on. Any desk. Does the tutorial things come up?
Yeah, touch on that tutorial. Touch on that tutorial.
Yep. Okay.
Now after touch on tutorial, what option you can see?
This is your address.
Your address. Can you see that 9-digit number over there?
Yep.
Tell me the number slowly.
104.
Yep.
914.
It is starting, sir, it is starting 104, right?
Yep.
Yeah, then?
9014.
Yeah.
258.
258, right?
Yep.
All right. And below of that number, can you see that option, set password? Just try to touch on set password.
Okay.
Yes, you touch on that, set password.
Remote address.
Below of that number, it's option set password. Just check. It's option set password.
It's saying,
you can see that now, option set password.
You remote. Yep.
Touch on that, set password.
Save. Set password, okay.
And after touch on set password, just scroll down the page little bit. And you have an option, check one by one all option, you have an option, permission profile, just check.
Permissions, yeah.
Permission profile, yes. Touch on that.
Allow, yeah.
And after allow, touch on that, after touch on that permission profile, just check last option, unattended access. Can you see that, unattended access? After touch on permission profile, you have an option like a last option, unattended access. You can see that.
What was it called again?
You already touch on permission profile?
Permission, there we go.
Permission profile, just check. Permission profile.
Clear all tokens in there, two-factor. Obfuscation.
Scroll down a little bit, scroll down the page and check.
Mission profiles. Default.
Yeah.
Unattended access.
Yeah,
okay.
Touch on that. Unattended access, yes. Touch on that, unattended access.
Yeah, got that.
And after touch on unattended access, just check its option enable unattended access. Can you see that?
Yep.
And just right inside of the enable unattended access, a little square box. I'm correct?
Yep.
Touch on that little square box.
Yeah. It's just on that setting a password.
Yeah. And touch on the red line. You can see of the middle is the red longest line. Touch on that red line.
Yep.
And put over there, all in lowercase, put over there, all in lowercase, Apple, A-P-P-L-E, Apple,
okay.
121. Apple, 121.
Yep. 121.
Yeah, then click on apply, or OK.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Now, after click on OK, below of that, you can see that option close, just try to touch on close.
Which option was it?
Press the back option. Press the back key. Go back. Press the back key one time.
Enable set password.
Press the back key. Press the back key. Use your back key and go back. The number page. Your address. Now you can see your address. You can see your address. It's a number. 10491-4258. That's number you can see. Tracy back key. Tracy back key.
Back key. I can't see any back key on it.
Like go back. Tracy back option. Go back.
Close.
You can see the close option. Close. Click on close.
Close, yeah.
Touch on close.
Yep.
And now you can see your address, 10491-4258. That's number you can see right now.
No, I'm just going back to the permission protocol.
Okay, back once again. Look on the close option.
Okay, security. Go back on that.
Yeah, now we can see
the number. Here's that number again, yep.
All right, now stay on that page. Don't touch anywhere.
Okay.
Now you have an option will be come up in your screen, like start now. Just try to touch on start now. Now what you can see, look on the very bottom.
The connection is established.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Now press the home button and go back to your home page. Press the home button. Press the home button. Look on the very bottom. In your home button.
Home button.
Yeah, press the home button, yeah.
Okay, bottom left.
Hold the line, sir.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any home
button. Sorry.
Was it meant to be on the bottom?
Yes. What do you can see?
Just connection established. It's got a couple of things come up, but missions, I don't know.
Now you can see in your all the application or what? What do you can see? It's in your screen.
Is the Amazon symbol of in and out? The symbol is the remote address. I'm not seeing anything cool.
Anything else?
No. Not seeing any.
What? Look on your screen. You can see in your all the application.
Download settings, help.
Press the home button, sir. Press the home button.
home button. I'm not seeing any home button on this thing at the moment.
Okay, okay. You need to do. Look on the very bottom. You just touch on the very bottom and swipe to top. Touch on your very bottom to top. Yes.
Okay.
Now you can see in here all the personal information like your mobile apps, your email, play games, anything, all the information. Once again. Press the home button.
Home button. What? There's no button. I'm looking at it. It says home at the moment.
You need to do, just try to touch on that very bottom to top. You swipe your screen bottom to top.
Okay, this is...
Now you can see in here all the apps. Just look on the very bottom, sir. It's a white bar. Look on the very bottom. It's a white bar.
Okay.
Yeah, now you can see in your all the application. Just swipe your screen right to the left. Swipe your screen right to the left.
Yep.
Yes. Now stay on that line.
Okay.
Sir, first of all, you confirm me. Hang on a second, sir. Right now, I want to transfer this call to our customer service team and someone senior. They are trying to help you. How do you want to do that? All right? Just stay on the line.
Hello there.
Yeah, thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer from the National Crime Agency. How are you doing today?
I'm not too bad. Yeah, look, I'm just in, I don't know, I'm a bit confused because I received some phone calls saying I purchased something. All I tried to do was just cancel that purchase.
First of all, may I know that yesterday or today have you made any sort of transaction or any sort of payments that the eBay department has mentioned to you regarding any transaction or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just tried to hit, just press one to cancel and then I've ended up getting put through to you guys for some reason.
Because the thing is that you told the previous guy that you haven't made any sort of transaction. That you haven't made any sort of transaction of $299. Am I correct?
Yeah. I haven't purchased anything.
So that is the reason why your call has been connected to us, so that we will gonna investigate this matter in a proper way and we will gonna find it out that who are the peoples are belonging from those are trying to compromise into your details. Now could you just tell me that, could you just log in into our accounts and check your statement that if any money has been deducted from your bank or not?
Okay.
And how many devices which is connected with your internet connection? Like apart from this mobile phone, do you have got any computer, any laptop?
Phone and a tab.
Okay. And from where do you check your banking statement? From this mobile phone or from the iPad?
I'll be checking my iPad. I'm going to be in contact with my bank, mate, see what's going on with that. But
I'm sorry?